No weapon is quite so debilitating as fear. And all too often, it's a weapon that we've pointed at ourselves. We let our minds turn our opponents into fearsome and unconquerable giants, and then we scurry to hide under very real beds. The fear of those giants becomes an excuse for inaction. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. As anyone who's been around me long knows, I love the story of David and Goliath and everything around it. I draw constant inspiration from David confronting a very real giant by relying on God. The result, of course, was victory. Yet earlier in Scripture, we find a very different reaction to giants. After Moses led the people from captivity, they reached the outskirts of the Promised Land and a dozen spies were sent in. The majority returned and said that yes, the land was indeed beautiful, but filled with powerful giants. Despite two of the spies saying otherwise, the people cowered in fear, turned from the land, and began 40 years of wandering in the wilderness for their faithlessness. When God finally let the Israelites return, those fearsome giants turned out to be conquerable after all. Whether the Israelite spies actually saw giants or not, they let their fear overcome their faith. I'm willing to accept the testimony of those spies who said they saw giants, but it doesn't excuse their cowardice. Instead of faithfully confronting their enemy, they ran from the promises of God. They let their fear prevent them from enjoying the blessings laid out before them. So what about us? Frankly, many of the giants in our path today are little more than shadow puppets. Yes, we've entered a land overflowing with leftist tech companies, political power grabs, and establishment deceit. Will we decide these foes are unconquerable? Will we listen to those who tell us to cower in fear of their fearsome might? Or will we go faithfully about our work fighting for our inalienable rights? There will be some who look at the state of our republic and are too scared to fight. Some will give up. So what will we do? Now is not the time to draw back, but to press forward. Now is not the time to quake in fear, but to roar in defiance. Now is not the time to slink into the shadows, but advance boldly in the brilliant light of truth. Let's go slay some giants. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening. The Reflections Podcast is presented by TexasScorecard.com.